Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, my God. Power 93.5, the Pal Morty Playhouse, the Hitman and Carla.
Are you so stressed out?
I'm disappointed. I want to go on record and saying that I'm disappointed, A, at your point of view, B, at the lack of confidence that is being displayed here this morning. I am utterly, deeply, unreturnably disappointed. 869-1093, if you're just tuning in.
We got an email. And I want to say this isn't about lack of confidence or whatever. It's about lack of respect. So this lady says, she was like, I was recently doing our family's bills when I came across a credit card receipt from a local wine bar. Romantic, right? When I questioned my husband about it, When I questioned my husband about it, he said he purchased drinks for several of his friends. Okay. Cool, I guess. I later found out, she says, he was lying and bought wine for a woman he met at a bar. He claims he bought the drinks for her after his friends left. My husband swears nothing happened. She's like, that's not the point. Buying drinks for another woman is a precursor to cheating. He disagrees. And woman, I agree. It is a precursor for cheating. First of all, he didn't tell you the truth. He didn't mention it. He lied. He hung out with her after the group left. Something is sketchy.
You're
this
being
is
drama.
This is a precursor to cheating.
You're being drama right now. Ridiculous drama.
No, this is a precursor to cheating because she specifically said in the email, he said he bought it for friends. He didn't mention a woman. He stays at the bar with the woman after the friends leave. You know what? I don't think there were any friends. Now that we're mentioning it, I think he just straight up lied and met up with this woman, buys drinks, and they're chilling in this bar. I don't think his friends were anywhere nearby, and I think she needs to do some more investigating.
There's nothing going on, and I'm saying the ladies that have their houses in order, this is the least bit of their concern. They are not so insecure that they're worried about their man buying a drink for another woman. 869-1093. Let's go to the power lines. I need some help here. What do you think?
Yes, I have to agree with Carla. Only because I was in the same situation. We were together for 10 and a half years. I found that at the beginning of our relationship, I didn't believe it. I was cool with it. I was okay. I believed him. Mm-hmm. Come to find out, they met up about 6 months later, and that's how my 10 and a half year relationship ended.
Oh, that sounds like a precursor. That sounds like
straight like a precursor. Like, yeah. It's a pre-cheater. Like I promise you. And when my ex-husband admitted it, he said because when he first seen her, it was love at first sight.
Oh, God.
It can happen to anybody. So I 100% agree with Carla, but I also agree with Hitman.
Thank you.
Because it could have been just maybe she was having a bad day and he's seen it. Maybe he was one of those men at the bar. But I think I'm 100% with Carla.
Thank you.
But Hitman, you do have a point.
Thank you. I respect you for that. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call.
The only point you have is when you point your finger at something.
No.
This situation.
Okay. So that's where we're going with this. Hello, Power 93.5. You agree with me, don't you?
Hello, guys. I agree with it's disrespectful. It is not cheating,
but
it can lead to cheating.
So it is a precursor to cheating. Yes, ma'am.
And I wouldn't want my husband to be buying drinks for another woman. Why can't he spend the money on me?
Right, and then stays and hangs with her. After all the friends leave, they're like bonding and laughing and touching each other. Like, oh, you're sweet. She probably touched his thigh.
Let me take the nails out of my hands already. Let me down off of the cross. Why won't you? Come on.
I'm telling you. It's not cheating, but it can lead to cheating, and it's disrespectful.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your call, and I respect your opinion. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Oh, my God. Can I speak to somebody that understands? Hello, Power 93.5. What do you think?
Good morning, Hitman. That is a no-no. That is a dead giveaway. I wish my man would buy somebody another female a drink.
And then hang out with her when everybody leaves.
No, we're not playing that game. Yeah. First of all, he's not going to be left there to hang out with anyone. When I leave, he's leaving with me.
Right? And his wife wasn't even there. And he lied. And he was like, yeah, these receipts are for my friends. He didn't specify.
Okay. Hey, man, did you just see that helicopter pass over? That's what's going to be going down. They're going to be looking for his body.
Breaking news.
Oh, my God. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Love you too.
Nobody agrees with you.
No, there are some confident, strong women in this community that agree with me. 869-1093. With the real women of Wichita, stand up.
I hear crickets.
This is your moment. Call now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.